2019 regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. Please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank God for this day that we are seeing today. This is a day that we will never see again. Lord, bless our troops across the various nations where they serve. During this holiday season, Father, we ask that you look down on those who have less than we do. We ask that you bless them in a mighty way. Bless us as we go forward today in today's meeting, allowing us to make good decisions for our community. This we ask, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a sign-in sheet near the door to the hearing room. Please sign this sheet to record your attendance at today's meeting. For those of you who would like to speak,
we ask that you sign one of our blue speaker cards. Get a blue speaker card to a staff member at the front table so we can call your name at the appropriate time. There are agendas on the table outside near the door to the hearing room. Today's agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda. A consent agenda is which items consists of items which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. To outline the order in which the meeting is conducted, each petition has a report presented by staff to the board, providing information on the petition. After staff presentation, board members may ask questions of staff regarding the presentation for clarification. The petitioner is then offered to make a presentation regarding his position to the commission. The board will then ask questions of the petitioner for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. The total public comment time will be the equivalent of the petitioner's presentation. Therefore, it's important that speaker cards be provided if you desire to speak on a particular petition. Once the floor is open for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you're not certain whether you want to speak, still provide a card. You will have an option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have an opportunity for rebuttal and then additional questions as needed by the board. Finally, the board will take action. First item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. It's been properly moved by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Noah to approve the agenda. Any discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor of approving the agenda, signify by raising your right hand. All opposed? Motion carries. Next is notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. December 17th, 2019 planning meeting, 1 p.m., same chambers. I will stress the importance to my fellow commissioners of the fact that you should be present at that particular meeting. We will have a gentleman from the Carl Vinson Institute present to give us a synopsis of his report. And I expect to see each of you here on that day, and you can have whatever questions you may ask of him then. Notices today, December 10th, 2019, the Finance Committee meeting met in the Myers Conference Room. Mr. Welch headed that meeting.
Yes, sir. Everything went well in that meeting. We discussed the annual leave payout costs that are now complete to the end of this year. We discussed the 2020 MPC budget and give kudos to our director who has gotten what we needed and beyond with the city of Savannah. And Chatham County has always come through for us. We did discussed the 2018 audit, which Malden and Jenkins helped with your input to reduce the cost of putting that together by $5,000. And the office remodeling cost of the audio components, I want it to be known that Stage Front was the only people willing to come to terms with our budget. $55,000 to have this installed and the new design remodeled offices and our conference room. And being what it cost elsewhere, that's a lot cheaper than anybody else was willing to even want to come in and do it for. With that said, that's the budget report. Any questions?
Any questions of Mr. Welch? Thank you, Mr. Welch, for that
report.
Development plans have been submitted for review. We now move to item five, items requested to be removed from the final agenda. Number five, rezoning map amendment. Is anyone here on item number five? It's been removed from the agenda. I'll need a motion. It's been properly moved by Ms. Jarrett, second by Mr. Cole. Any discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor of moving the item from the agenda? All opposed? Motion carries. There are no items requested to be withdrawn. Consent agenda. Item number six, approval of November 19th, 2019 briefing and regular meeting. Item seven, the adoption of the 2020 calendar of meetings. I will take a motion on those consent agendas for items six and seven. I'm doing those two. I want to hit the last, number eight last. It's been moved by Ms. Milton, second by Mr. Welch. Any discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor, signify, right-hand vote. All opposed? Thank you. Item number eight, authorization for executive director to execute a contract between Stagefront and the MPC for audiovisual services. Mr. Welch has already indicated this came from an approval from the Finance Committee. Chair will entertain a motion on that consent matter.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any second. Discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Old businesses. Item number nine, zoning map amendment. Mr. Lotson. You got it, Mr. Lotson.
This is regarding properties at two properties, 10614 and 10816 Middle Ground Road. The petitioner came before this body at our last regular meeting requesting to rezone a portion of the property from the current multifamily designation RMF 210, which is 10 units an acre. And they were requesting to rezone the property to a portion of it to RMF 225, which is the same designation at 25 units an acre. And the remaining portion to the neighborhood business zoning classification. During the discussion, it came to pass that the petitioner wanted to amend their petition and consider requesting the OI, or office institutional zoning classification. The board moved to continue that hearing, sent staff back to consider the OI, which is what we did. In the interim, staff and the petitioner met regarding this petition. Our original recommendation was to not rezone the property to include the BN designation, but to rezone both parcels to the RMF 225 designation. In review of the development pattern in that area, it is residential in nature. There are multifamily residential zoning classifications and developments immediately around the subject property, and we believe that that was the appropriate land use subject property. The red highlighted area are the approximate boundaries of the two parcels, and as you can see, immediately adjacent to the subject property is an existing multifamily residential development that is zoned at multifamily 25 units an acre. On the other side, there's also another multifamily designation there with the same zoning, and I'll show you on the map here in just a second. Immediately south is a single family residential development, and we felt like any non-residential use was not going to be appropriate at this location. And actually, in our conversation with the petitioner, they've come to the point of agreeing with staff that the proposed multifamily designation that staff brought forward last time and are bringing forward today as a recommendation is the appropriate zoning for that property. I believe they are in support of our recommendation, which is to deny the neighborhood business, the office institutional, and support rezoning both parcels to RMF-225. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Lotson? Yes, Ms. Jarrett?
Just verify for me, if you would, that is what the comprehensive plan shows for future land use,
yes,
correct?
Yes, the comprehensive plan future land use designation is general residential. There's been a lot of conversation, especially in this area of town, like some others that historically have had large lot single family residential. And when Middle Ground Road was expanded a number of years ago, there's become a lot of pressure on some of those properties to transform to higher density residential. There is a need for those opportunities in this part of the city as well. So based on those findings, we're recommending approval of the multifamily residential.
Any further questions of Mr. Lotson? Thank you, Mr. Lotson. Is the petitioner present? If so, please step forward and state your name for the record. And Mr. Yellen, I promise you I did not turn the mics off because I knew you were here.
Just for the record, we're going to agree with staff recommendation and support the funding.
Any questions of Mr. Yellen? Thank you, Mr. Yellen. That's a record, Mr. Yellen. That is a record, Mr. Yellen.
Thank you.
I have no blue speaker cards for that particular matter. The chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
Properly moved, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Welch. Any discussion? Any unreadiness? All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed, motion carries. There being no regular business. Presentations, Ms. Mahalik. Thank you, Mr. Yellen. Hello.
The concept was created by Ryan Charles, who I believe you all met in the past. And Sandy executed it in her very first thing she did when she walked through the door up until about 2 days ago. So. The concept for this year is post-war Savannah and neighborhoods and specific properties within non-post-war neighborhoods. And I'll go through and talk about some of them quickly.
The mic is not on, so you've got to talk loud.
Hold on. Okay. We're sitting here going like, can you pick up some maybe from that?
Does that pick me up at all?
No.
Darn.
Hello. Okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't even realize it wasn't on. I thought we had fixed it somehow, magically. All right. You all can't see. Can you see it on your screens? It's still opening, but. Okay.
There we go.
All right. So post-war Savannah. So Carver Village, it was just recently listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and it's a one of our very significant neighborhoods, designed in the American Small House style. It was the first, and I'll just read some of this here. It was the first, it was called the Carver Village Exclusive Colored Housing Development, and was the first of its kind that provided low-cost loans to African-Americans. So this development began in 1947, so it's basically the epitome of a post-war neighborhood. Although not specifically designed for veterans, they obviously in that time had a lot of veteran home buyers. Abercorn Heights is a very small post-war neighborhood here situated between Bull and Abercorn in the 60th streets. Kensington Park and Groveland, two post-war neighborhoods. So Groveland would be over here. And as you can see, we have some great ads and things like that from that time. That were a lot of the, especially the historic images, were given to us to use by Bob Susevich, who we've thanked on this calendar too. He helped us with a lot of the history and a lot of the historic images. So Fairway Oaks and Greenview, again, both of these neighborhoods are listed on the National Register. Gordonston, as we all know, is an early 20th century neighborhood. However, it took a long time for this neighborhood to develop. So a lot of the architecture is post-war in that neighborhood. And here's an example of that I know somebody lived in. One of our board members lived in at one point. So Lamar Heights was a completely contained community, and you can see in the map here. It included a school and a shopping center and 150 lots. The picture above is sort of a typical residential building in that neighborhood, and this is a picture of how the commercial strip that's still there looks now. It's called Habersham. Sorry, thank you. Habersham Village. So Beach Institute, as we all know, is a very old neighborhood within Savannah's National Landmark Historic District. However, we are fortunate enough to have a stretch of post-war concrete block houses on Hartridge Street, which are now considered contributing to the district and were added as contributing buildings in 2010 and are protected. Live Oak, 1920s neighborhood with a lot of post-war development infill. This is an example. Ardsley Park, Chatham Crescent, a longtime National Register historic district. It's been listed since 1985, but again has some very important post-war infill. Ardmore, adjacent to Ardsley Park, is a conservation district, so historic buildings are protected from demolition. And here's an example of some of the post-war infill in that early 20th century neighborhood. Pine Gardens, one of our most important neighborhoods, post-war neighborhoods. It was actually developed for World War II for folks to come to live there to work and build Liberty ships for World War II. I believe the average it took to build one of these houses was about 8 days. So then they expanded the neighborhood after World War II to accommodate returning veterans. This was listed on the National Register 2014. And our last page, actually here's a historic image of one of those Liberty ships being built, but we have some ads from that time, some interesting ads from that time in December as sort of a summary. Just the last sentence that we did on our summary page for December, simple but sturdy, this architecture is becoming increasingly important to understanding our country's past and must be recognized and protected into our future. We'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Ms. Mulholland? Yes, Ms. Miller.
I just want to thank both of them. This is not an easy task, but the calendar together, and just with the amount of information, it's great.
Thank you. I really have to thank Sandy for stepping up to the task the very first day that she came on board. So.
It was fun, and I learned a lot, so thank you guys for
great.
Appreciating it.
I will say this, each and every year I look forward to this calendar coming out.
Good,
because every year I learn something brand new about my community that I live in. So again, I echo the comments of Mr. Noah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you all.
Yes, sir.
I have one more comment. Do y'all need suggestions for next year?
We're taking suggestions, yeah. Sandy says she's already started thinking about it so that we're not so rushed next year.
Yes, Ms. Milton.
Mr. Noah, was that a firefighter's talent?
No.
Now, Ms. Milton. Ms. Wilson.
I just wanted to also thank just all the staff. There were a number of people that kind of scurried around to pull this calendar together for the community, and I'm glad that you appreciate it, and hopefully others will have the opportunity to appreciate it as well. We will be handing it out to all of our board members and to the elected officials. In addition to that, I wanted to make an announcement that I have hired a director for advanced planning and special projects. Basically, that used to be called Office of Comprehensive Planning, but the name changed so that it is more relevant to what will be happening in that division of MPC. And I have made an offer to Jackie Jackson, who a lot of you probably know, and she will be starting on January the 13th of next year. So I wanted to let you know that I have filled that position because it's a higher level position, and you'll be seeing her. In addition to that, next year is when we start working not only on the comprehensive plan, but we will be ramping up also and providing additional assistance to Ms. Lizanne Roberts, who is working on the census. We'll be ramping up on that because that's really, really important. And if you're out talking to people in the public, churches, wherever, please make sure that you remind them, especially as we get ready to get just all in next year, of the importance of the census and filling out that information. The libraries have been partnering with us too, because it's all going to be automated. So again, it's really important. It's how we get funds on the NPO side of the house, as well as funding for other programs that benefit both the city and the county.
Thank you. Mr. Noah, you had something you wish to add?
Back to the calendar, if someone from the public would like to view this or get a copy, is that possible?
Well, that's the one thing. In the past, we have just absorbed the cost of producing the calendar, and we've made it for all the board members and the elected officials, so it hasn't been for sale. If someone wants to look at the calendar, again, it's part of the other our presentations area of our agenda, which is item number 10, a presentation of the 2020 MPC Historic Preservation Calendar. So anybody from the public can view the pictures from that calendar. And if somebody really wants it, they can contact us and we will make arrangements to try to get them one. If they want them in bulk, we'll be glad to sell them for our cost. There, we can put a link if you think that would be helpful. We can put a link on our main page. Right now, the link is on our a part of agenda, but we will link this to our main page.
Ms. Mahalik, anything further?
No, just making sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There being nothing else, we have other business. Chair will entertain a motion to go into executive session. And properly moved. And second, we enter into executive session. Let me go on the record, say the purpose of our motion into executive sessions to go to discuss personnel matters.